Information and Support: Why PSP and CBD are Hard to Diagnose, by Dr. Boyd Gosch, Consultant Neurologist, University Hospital, Southampton. There are no single tests for progressive supranuclear palsy, PSP, or corticobasal degeneration, CBD. This means doctors can't rely on a simple blood test or scan. Instead, they must carefully evaluate a person's symptoms, use brain scans, clinical evaluation, and rule out other possible conditions. This process can be long and frustrating, and many people wonder why it takes so much time. Here, I'll explain some of the reasons why these conditions are so challenging to diagnose. The difference between corticobasal syndrome, CBS, and corticobasal degeneration, CBD. Let's consider John, who has developed worrying symptoms. He'd like to know what in his body is going wrong and what can be done about it. His doctors will listen to how the symptoms developed, examine him to see what he can and can't do, and use brain scans and other tests to try to work out what is wrong. However, the only way to know exactly what's happening is to do a brain biopsy to work out what disease process is affecting the brain. However, conducting brain biopsies on living people is risky and can cause more problems like stroke, so we don't do them unless we really must. In the case of CBS, it is a disease that can affect various functions, including movements affecting one side of the body first. Despite people having good muscle power in the arms, people can't use their arms and hands appropriately, so it means actions are clumsy. These set of symptoms are called CBS by doctors. It is important to note that this term CBS is not describing the actual pathology in the brain, but is describing the collection of symptoms the patient John is experiencing, as assessed by the doctor from largely non-invasive tests. The reason why people have this collection of symptoms is because a disease process has affected the brain, including a part called the parietal lobe, and caused it to shrink. Any disease process affecting these parts of the brain may cause this set of symptoms, which we describe as CBS. If we were to take a small sample of the brain affected by this disease and look at it under a microscope, then we would be able to see clumps of protein in the cells affecting their function. Different types of protein or different shapes that the abnormal protein make are described as different diseases, PSP or CBD. A particular distribution and shape of the protein toe may be described pathologically as progressive supranuclear palsy, PSP, and a slightly different distribution and shape of toe is described as CBD. Equally, other distributions of the protein toe seen together with a protein called amyloid beta is the pathological description of Alzheimer's disease. Sometimes what's described pathologically relates very closely to the symptoms the patient experiences, like in PSP. However, this isn't always the case. For example, not all people experiencing memory problems have Alzheimer's disease pathology. There are many different types of pathology that can cause shrinkage of the brain, including the parietal lobe, and can cause the particular collection of symptoms that doctors call CBS. The main pathology that can affect the brain in this way is the pathology described as CBD, which is why CBS is often referred to as CBD. However, other pathologies can also affect the brain in this way, including Alzheimer's disease pathology, PSP pathology, and others. Different pathologies may affect different parts of the brain. Different pathologies in the brain may tend to spread to different parts of the brain depending on what they are. Alzheimer's pathology, for example, may spread to the memory centers of the brain, so we might expect people with that pathology to have memory problems in the future. PSP pathology may spread to parts of the brain that control eye movements, and so people with that pathology may have difficulty moving their eyes in the future. Other pathologies may affect other aspects or function, or may stay confined to a particular part of the brain. Different pathologies can also spread or affect the brain at different rates. Some pathologies may cause people to deteriorate relatively quickly, and others may mean that people don't change much at all over many years. Our patient John wants to know what pathology is affecting his brain, if there are any treatments that he would benefit from, what other symptoms he'll develop, and how quickly he will get worse. Unfortunately, we can't tell him what pathology is affecting his brain, as we can't do that without a brain biopsy, at least while he is alive. However, we can describe his collection of symptoms as CBS. We can also share description about how people with CBS tend to develop symptoms on average, how quickly they deteriorate on average, and the kinds of treatments that might help them with their symptoms. We can't, though, be more specific about how their disease will progress until we know about their pathology. What is pathology? Pathology is the scientific study of what causes a disease. By examining a blood and tissue sample, doctors can understand the root cause of a problem, which helps them make a diagnosis and plan the right treatment. The difference between corticobasal syndrome, CBS, and corticobasal degeneration, CBD. Corticobasal syndrome, CBS, is the term doctors use to describe a specific collection of symptoms. For John, these might include clumsy movements on one side of the body, even though his muscles are strong. Doctors identify CBS by listening to a patient and doing physical exams and brain scans. Corticobasal degeneration, CBD, is the name of the actual disease or pathology in the brain that causes these symptoms. How diseases cause different symptoms. Different diseases are caused by different proteins clumping together in brain cells. A specific shape of the protein toe is linked to PSP. A slightly different shape of toe is linked to CBD. Other proteins like amyloid beta can cause Alzheimer's disease. The symptoms a person experiences often depend on where in the brain these abnormal proteins spread. For example, Alzheimer's disease often affects the parts of the brain that control memory. PSP often affects parts of the brain that control eye movements. The hope for the future. Today, we can't tell a patient like John exactly what disease is affecting his brain while he's alive. However, there is great hope for the future. Researchers, including PSPA-funded scientists, are developing tests that can look for specific proteins like tau in spinal fluid and blood. These new tests could one day allow us to make a precise diagnosis without a risky brain biopsy, give patients and their families more specific information about their condition, help drug companies develop targeted treatments for each specific disease. Until then, PSPA continues to support everyone with CBS and PSP, no matter what their underlying pathology is or how their symptoms progress.